This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ramsey, who currently just loves to take days off when actually he's got stuff to do. Just loves to take a day off. Doesn't get the stuff he needs to do.
Listen, there's no, in my life, there's no such thing as a day off. I literally don't have time to wipe my arse. I've said this to you earlier on. What you rang me last night. You were putting Rafe to bed. You rang me to go and get your stuff. What was I doing? I was wiping my arse. I was literally wiping my arse.
I mean, you say wiping your arse. You say you don't get time to wipe your arse, but you get time to shower your arse after every shit that you have. But that's another story. So well, that's
that
a lie.
So, no, that was it. So yes, I was so pressed for time. I couldn't even shower like I normally do, like a clean human. I had to use paper like a caveman.
Well, you did before bed.
Like a caveman.
Do you want
like
to tell everybody that you had to have a little shower before bed?
I had to have a little shower before bed.
Wipe your monkey arse.
I wasn't comfortable. I can't, honestly. If I've just used paper, I'm very aware of the fact that I've just used paper.
Disgusting.
Honestly, bring the 3 seashells out as quick as you can, because I'm sick of this. Absolutely sick of it. So yeah, there we go. Do you want to tell everyone? Listen, right? On the subject of you being a dick, right? We are currently doing this podcast in a room that fucking smells like Frankie and Benny's, because the worst colleague on earth opposite me here, when I came in, let's be honest, it's the smallest room in the house, this podcast studio.
Right,
we're picked specifically.
And my office. Funny that, innit?
Yeah.
Funny that you've got the big room.
Yeah. And I came in, and what were you doing? You were eating a bowl of bolognese. In the smallest room ever, when we're about to sit here for 2 hours and do a podcast, you antisocial bastard. You're the kind of person, if you work in an office, who just brings like leftover curry and kebab and stuff and heats them in the communal microwave. You
absolutely
animal.
Me. Yeah.
Horrendous. Well, it stinks in here now, by the way.
How can you not smell a bolognese and not want bolognese? My mum's made a batch downstairs.
Yeah, and I'll wait later because I've got self-control. I'm not a massive pig. I knew that we had a podcast to do, so I didn't bring a bowl of bolognese up to the room that I'm going to work in. Oh,
doesn't bother me.
Oh, well, I can tell.
We have lovely, got a lovely little bolognese chum. Full as a gun.
Honestly.
Do you have scented
candles or potpourri in your office? No, I'll just take a bowl of bolognese in and let it fester. I can see it now. It's on the floor festering. You're a honestly,
shut up. Let's crack on.
Gosh.
Can I do the jingle?
No, because we haven't said what episode it is yet, and we haven't had our lucrative sponsor.
Oh, no. How will people get through the day? Come on, then.
We're starting on Nego Vibes, but listen, it's episode 117.
Is it?
Very excited. Yes, indeed. Very excited. Guys, as always, thank you so much for coming back. We love yous to bits. And without further ado, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is them little sponges that you use to wash your dishes with. Hey, it's hard on one side, soft on the other side. Why is it soft? Why is it soft on that side? What are you doing? Eh? Why are you being so delicate? The other side's too hard. Oh, get a new one out of the packet. Oh, too new that. One wash, looks like you've washed a dead body with it. Throw it away, get a new one again. Fucking mental.
What are they called?
Don't know. Hate them. Literally, they get it out and it's like perfect. It's like pristine. It's like got edges on it. And you use it once and it looks like you've cleaned a murder scene with it.
Yeah, it does.
And then you've got to get rid of it.
Well, you don't get rid of it after one usage.
Well, no, you've got to like wash it. You've got to like end up washing the sponge.
Mm.
It's ridiculous.
I know. I don't know why we buy them. What happened to a dishcloth?
Well, they fucking stink as well. We've got a dishcloth that we use for the coffee machine, mm-hmm. and it absolutely stinks of like manky milk all the time.
Can't win.
I wash that more than I wash the bloody cups.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've been in this house for too long. Get me back on tour.
You never fucking even noticed stuff like that.
Domestic gripes. I'm sick. Get me back on tour.
Get you back
Not
on
long
tour.
Now. Oh God, we're going on tour together.
We are going on tour together, and we just want to remind you again that there's still tickets available. The world is going back to normal, fingers crossed.
Everything crossed. I've crossed my toes. I'm going to get cramped in my foot.
If you'd like to come see us on tour, then get yourself a ticket.
Yes, yes. Tickets are genuinely selling fast, and there might be people sitting out there going, I'll just wait. If you wait, they might be gone.
Yeah.
So there you go. True. I think we should have a jingle roundabout now.
I think so too. Here's the jingle. You've rabbited on for too long.
Rabbit.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed. Just want to quickly apologise.
Hey, I'm sorry as well.
I'm sorry too. Chris.
I'm sorry.
We shouldn't start off the introduction being like really angry with each other and passive aggressive because it must be awful to listen to.
I like to think like, so if you ever, you know, some people, obviously we'll talk about how people listen to this in all different forms of life while they're doing different things. I like to think that sometimes, have you ever been on a run or doing some kind of exercise or doing something or even driving and like a Rocky song or something comes on and you end up going like faster.
Yeah, yeah.
I like to think that when we're like having a proper go at each other, someone's walking their dog with real fucking venom in their steps. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, heal you, come on. So if that's you, I apologise. We both apologise. Let's start again.
Let's start afresh.
Start again. Yes. We can't be too fresh because, you know, there's a festering bowl of bolognese in the corner, but we'll pretend it's fresh.
Right, there you go.
Right,
there you go.
Sorry.
Do not push me because you know what's happening at the minute.
Oh, God.
I warned you last week and it's on this week. Yeah.
It's on like Donkey Kong. She's it's that time of the month.
It's that time of the month. And I just want to sing a little song dead quickly for my other Flow sisters.
Right.
Hey sister go, sister soul, sisters flow, sisters. Hey sister go, sister soul, sisters flow, sisters. We're all my flow sisters. Hear me, hear your go sisters. If you are on your period as well, that's for you.
We're
so in sync.
Brilliant.
Did you know that happens? Have we mentioned this before?
I have always found it a phenomenon. Very strange. Very, very.
That.
Is it true that they can sync up?
It's genuinely
true.
If women live together, I've got no idea. If women live together, they start having their periods at the same time.
How
so strange.
How fast does it happen?
It takes a little while.
So like one will be early and one will be late. And then what if one starts being early and the other one's like, what if they're basically, so it happens every month, once a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what if they say, let's say that works for a week or whatever. I don't know what I'm talking about here. But say they're 3 weeks apart from each other, right? So they're exactly, so imagine it's a track, a running track or a racing track. They're exactly half of the track away from each other.
Yeah.
So they're at opposite ends of the month.
Mm-hmm.
What if one starts going a bit earlier and going, oh, I'll let that one catch up. But the other period goes, oh, but I was doing that as well. I was going early to let you catch up. And then they have to go the other way.
I don't think they talk to each other. Don't think they I don't think they sniff another period
out, if
I'm honest.
Well, there must be a way of doing it. I think it's a myth. I don't think it happens.
It's not a myth. It's genuinely true. And I have no idea how it happens. I'll find out for next week. I can't be arsed right now.
Look forward to that, everyone.
It does happen. And it's really strange. But it takes a good few months to happen.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And then there you go. I think it's so to keep kind of like the human race going, if that makes sense.
No, go on. Explain
because
yourself. I'm in the mood for a crackpot theory. I don't know if everyone else is. I'm in the mood for a load of bollocks. Come on, Rosie, let's have a load of bollocks.
If you are living in a house with... So in my house growing up, there was three women and two men, okay? We all synced, I think, at some point. I was too young. I didn't really give a shit. I was out drinking, smoking, whatever. I didn't have... Oh, my, you're on your period now. Great, thanks. Didn't give a shit back then. But, you know, when I got a bit older, I think we did chat about it a couple of times. I think it was so that we were all on at the same time to give kind of like my brother and my dad a break from the whole, you know...
Right. And how does that keep
hormones.
How does that keep the human race
so going? We didn't kill them.
Oh, right. Okay, then. But no, but you're all angry at the same time. If your theory...
Yes, I know, but if one of... It would have been like that I had no break at all.
Yeah, but your theory falls apart because if one of yours was on and the other two weren't, the other two could have comforted that one, whereas you have just basically... There's an army of three fucking lunatics on one go. So your theory, yeah. I mean, I was prepared for it to be bollocks. I wasn't prepared to be able to kick a hole in it that quickly, but
I've kicked
a hole in
it. Fair enough. Well, I don't know what I'm talking about. But... I mean, oh,
it might
gosh.
Be something to do with that.
Looking back, you know, looking there was some back. Over Sorry. My shoulder.
Do you know what I love about you?
What?
Sorry, just keep that thought there, what you're about to say. But I love that. I don't know if anyone's noticed while he listens to this podcast over the years, but I can literally just start. I'll say one lyric and you have to join. Like, it's bizarre, guys. Like, we can be in a real blazing argument in the house and I can start singing and you'll join in. It's crazy. I really love it.
I really like singing.
I absolutely love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just tee you up and you just go.
You start very low, though. So you did that, come on.
It's not a... Come on, man. There's not a crowd.
Listen, every day is an X Factor or whatever. So what I was saying was, I do remember, looking back, when we were all on our period at the same time.
Right.
I mean, it was carnage. It was awful. The fights. The fights were terrible. Really? When people tell me about their children now fighting, I always comfort them with, me and my sister were horrific.
Right.
Shocking, Chris. Shocking. I'm dreading
the
boys.
Fighting.
Oh, well, actually, not really scrapping. There wasn't really much like physical between each other. Mm-hmm. But we would throw anything. Just an object
name, something.
Remote control.
Fair enough.
Hairdryer.
Hairdryer?
I have hired a hairdryer off my sister.
Did you
before.
Pick up the hairdryer and throw it and leave loose?
Yeah.
Right. Rookie mistake.
Keep hold of the cable.
Keep hold of the cable. Spin it round.
Right, okay. You know, oh, wow.
Cause some serious fucking damage.
Take a
couple of people out.
Yeah, all of them.
Windmill. Mm. Jeez, honestly, I wish I've only had met you earlier.
If only we'd have known.
Imagine, just going, well, come on then, and just picking up a just
please come around. What happened, Rosie? Got the hairdryer again. Let loose. It's carnage.
Just left it plugged in. It hurts and I'm hot.
Oh, my God. Have I ever told you that I electrocuted myself with a hairdryer when I worked in Greece?
Right.
Have I told you this?
No. When it happened, did you lose a lot of your vocabulary? Because that would make sense. That would be why you don't know any words.
Maybe. I went to plug it in and the plug was broke. Yeah. So I went to plug it in and I had electricity went all through and it threw us on my bed.
Wow.
Honestly. God. Somebody came around. I had to have like a cup of sugar with water because I was in shock.
In shock.
Literally.
Weren't a doctor then, were they?
No.
It's a pity that person wasn't there with you trying to plug the hairdryer in at the same time because you would have swapped bodies and be able to have like loads of hijinks and like a crazy
like Freaky Friday.
Yeah, you'd be able to swap bodies and you look like a creep bloke. He looks like an
that
English girl.
Fun. Oh. Yeah. I'm sure it was good Michael. Fun. So yeah. I'd have been a gay man for a day. That would have been loads of fun.
Just stayed in, played with Tiddler. Yeah.
That's what you would do, isn't it? We have talked about this before.
Stay in, play
if
with
I had a tiddler, I'd have just played with it all day. I would have. What would you do?
Oh, I don't know. Honestly, that's the thing. People would go, off, I was in a girl's body for the day, I would stay in and just look in the mirror and wear. You wouldn't. You'd have a breakdown. You'd be in the wrong body. You'd look in the mirror. You'd freak out. You'd lose your mind. You'd be sick. You'd shake. You'd think it was a dream. You'd keep trying to wake up. And then, you know, the 24 hours would be over before you knew it and you'd be back in your own body and you go, yeah, it was a dream. And that would be that.
That would be that.
Realism.
I always hate it in a film when you're watching it and you're like, you'd be more freaked out. Mm. I always enjoy a film or a series or whatever when they really take a long time of freaking out. And I go, that's more believable to me.
Yeah, when they just get on with it, it's a bit weird.
When they go, oh, and then they're like, oh, let's just get on with it. I'm like, no, you've lost us. You've lost us there. I'm sorry, I can't get on board with this. I need at least a good 20 minutes of you freaking out about what's happened. And then I'll be like, right, okay, it's happened. Fair enough.
I've been electrocuted once.
Have you?
Yeah, by an electric fence in a field. No. I was in a pub.
What?
I was in a pub.
I don't know this. Oh, a new story. Mm. Come on.
So I was in a pub. It was actually the Millhouse pub on the way to
Gateshead.
On the way to the Metro Centre from South Shields, if anyone knows it. And there was like a gig outside.
I think it's called the Mill Tavern.
Oh, I don't give a fuck. A mill. Well, it's called the Mill. You know, you're often, if you're on the way to the Metro Centre, you're often stuck in traffic outside it.
Yeah.
I think it's just been revamped. Big shout. Anyway, there was a marquee thing outside years ago. And my mates were playing in the band there. And I was slightly drunk and we were watching them. And there was a horse in the field, and I went over to go and stroke the horse, and I didn't realise that the fence was electric. fucking hurts like.
Oh, so did you walk into the fence? Or did
I put my hand on it.
Oh my God.
I put my hand on top of the fence. It feels like someone punching you.
Really?
Yeah, it's really quick. And it's just what in it. It felt like, and I just was like, oof. My immediate thing was to turn around and see if anyone saw it.
Did anyone see it?
Well, I went back and I was just, it's so busy up like. I wouldn't recommend it, but a little.
Was there no sign?
Yeah, which I spotted afterwards.
You moron.
You know, I mean, yeah. I realised afterwards that I was like, okay, yeah, that's it.
I don't touch fences in fields. No, as a rule, because I'm always just worried about that. Somebody told me about electric fences once, and I was like, well.
It's not enough to, like, kill a human. It's just to keep the animals away. It's just like a quick zap.
Chris, I used to work at the gadget shop, right. And I never tried any of the electricity games.
Well, a little thumb one.
No, absolutely not. No, wait, what was that called again?
Can't remember. Does everyone? So, if anyone who doesn't read the book, the Shagmar Noid book, still available, Rosie had the best job in the world. Rosie worked at the gadget shop and stood at the front testing all the toys.
I did.
And you had to dress up as the big inflatable sumo.
I did. Yeah. Did that on a daily basis. used to go into work and play on the dance machines.
Yeah.
Where you used to follow the arrows. I got very good at that. Actually,
no, I bet you did. I bet you did.
Yeah. And also one of my favorite parts of the job was when somebody came to the counter to buy blowjob vouchers. I used to shout at the front of the shop, going, "Have we got any more blowjob vouchers?"
Sorry, blowjob vouchers.
Oh, yeah, we used to sell blowjob vouchers.
What?
Yeah. So it's a voucher that you, I think. As a woman, or well, whoever, if you want to give a blowjob, you would buy your partner blowjob vouchers,
right?
And you'd be like, "There, I'll give you a blowjob." You right. can redeem that, motherfucker, when you want a blowjob.
That's
awful, isn't it? Actually, looking back, that is the worst thing in the world.
Strange thing to buy, like a bloke coming in on his own, thinking he's beat the system. Buy these for the wife. Just buy these, and I'll just give her them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just give them as if, yeah, I'm going to hand this in. Yeah, it's legal tender. It's legal tender. You've got to take it.
It's like a check. It's awful, actually. Now I look back
so
at it.
So how regularly did people buy? This is fascinating. How regularly did people buy a blowjob voucher?
That was my joke. That was my little joke that
so
I used to
shout.
Do. So I used to shout at, like, restocking the blowjob voucher so that everyone in the shop would know the person at the counter was buying blowjob vouchers.
That's really good.
That was a bit of a dick.
That's really
back
good.
In the day.
Can you remember years ago when the world's, like, it was, I don't know what volume it was, but when the first ever world's best air guitar album came out and it said on the advert, free air guitar with every copy, and people were kicking off in HMV because they wanted their air guitar.
Are you joking?
No. Can you remember this?
I didn't know that.
It was in the news. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That just reminded us of that. So it was like, best, you know, the best air guitar album ever, volume one, free air guitar with every album. And people are like, oh, no, in HMV going, well, it says free air, where's the air guitar? Hey. And you're going, fucking,
tell you what.
There it is.
There it is.
You've got it. It's on your back. Oh, you've dropped it. What's on your back? I've got it now. Fucking idiots.
Air guitars are class, aren't they? No, honestly.
Mine's rubbish.
I've got an air, like, what? I don't even know what instrument it is. I just know when something comes on, it's like...
She's putting her fingers to her mouth.
You put your thumb in your mouth and you kind of go, is that a trombone?
Saxophone.
Saxophone.
You just said the sentence, I've got an air saxophone.
Yeah.
You're just as bad as the people in the shop. You're an idiot.
Right. I'm tired today.
Yeah?
It's going to be... I'm sorry. I apologise in
probably
advance.
Probably all that red meat you had just before we started.
Well, I'm steak for tea as well.
Great.
Wow.
Oh,
hey, listen.
Oh, hey.
Bleed me up, Scotty.
That's all.
I'm just replacing all of the blood that I'm losing.
Stop it. Oh, hey.
Babadoo, 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 bab.
So I had a big day yesterday.
Did you know?
I was on my
Peloton. You had a big day doing F all,
excuse
Chris.
Excuse me. I think you'll find I'm the saviour of the local wildlife. I think you'll find it.
What, yes,
I think you'll find I'll be getting a
well
cape
done.
In the post.
Here he is.
I was on my exercise bike, right?
Where's York?
Yeah, I was on my exercise bike.
Of course you were. You live on it.
Yeah, damn right I do. Bike guy, right? And then you came in and you were like, "My mum's at the bottom of the road. She says there's a lamb escaped from a field. Mm-hmm. Will you go and help?" And at first I was like, well, I'm on my exercise bike. And I was like, oh, actually, it'll be quite good exercise. So I ran out of the house and down the hill and caught the little lamb, didn't I?
You did.
And put it back in the field.
You did.
No word of a lie. Nearly broke my ankle doing it again.
If you'd have broke your ankle
again,
catching that lamb, I'd have chopped your foot off.
It was so fast.
Was it?
It was so fast, yeah. Tiny little lamb. It was on the side of the road and I thought, I've got to make sure you're all right. Mm-hmm. And I looked in the field to see what painting it had on the colour. It's got like a number on the side.
Right.
So ran after it, or ended up in someone's garden chasing it. It went under a fence, and I thought it had got electrocuted because it just lay there. And I was like, have you just been zapped? But it was actually just knackered. And I was like, you're tiring. I was like, you're going to tire. I actually said to it, I went, you're going to tire before me, while I was looking at it, which was weird. I've eventually got it, carried it like a baby all the way back. Once it was in my arms, it wasn't arsed. It was just like, it gave in. It was like, oh, here we go. I carried it. Stunk. Absolutely fucking stunk. Just shit and lamb and field and grass and mud. Really weird, though.
Yeah.
Carried it back. Put it in the field, realised that that might not be the right field.
Right.
So I thought it might actually have to go in the other one because the other ones look a bit smaller. This might not be its mam.
Okay.
Got a bit too confident, walked into the field going, I'll go and get it back. Uh-huh. The bigger sheep walked towards us, shat myself, had to leave the field. Oh,
sheep are scary.
They're fucking massive.
They are.
They're absolutely massive. I was like, I'm not fighting these guys. Yeah. Phoned the farmer, said, I've put your lamb back. And he said, genuinely, well done on catching it.
Oh,
said,
wow.
Thank you very much.
Well done.
Good little
day for me. Was it with its mom?
Yeah, it's back in there with its mom now, having a lovely little time.
Good stuff.
Your mom said the weirdest thing in the world. She said to me, genuinely, as I was carrying the lamb, she said, yeah, you know, when you were carrying that little lamb, I was salivating, thinking about having some lamb for me too.
You should didn't.
Did
you?
Fucking. First you're bringing skulls back, now you're salivating over baby lambs, you psycho.
Wow.
Yeah. Good day for me, though.
That's a pure meat eater there, right? Old school.
Honestly, meat eater. I'm going to have to go and keep her away from the lambs. She's going to be after them.
Thing is, though, you're in the country now. That's crack.
Well, you might, to be fair to your mum, she does use the entire thing. She eats it, then she uses its fucking skeleton as an ornament.
That's a deer.
Ah, you know, she'll use whatever. She's not picky.
Babadoo, 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 ba. So, obviously, we still have Rafe in our bedroom with us on a night time.
Yep.
He's only 4 months old, so he's still... We've had to put his big cot in because he's just massive. He doesn't fit in his snooze pod anymore. But do you know what I really miss?
What?
I know when you're a parent, you have to sacrifice a lot of things and, you know, your time changes and blah-de-blah, kids come first and all that. I really miss putting a light on when I go to bed.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
We can either put a phone on or, weirdly, I turn the little... milk prep machine on, that's got a really bright light on, or we've got this weird little lantern, this baby lantern thing. But you know what's really pissing me off at the minute?
What?
The whispered arguments we have to have while he's asleep in the room.
I know.
It's
in the dark.
So
because you can't
annoying.
See you can't see each other's face.
Yeah, because you're like that. And you're like, yeah. But then one of you is right next to the baby. So the person who's next to the baby, the other one's whispering. So you've got the baby noise on you, and the other one goes, and you go, what? And they go, what? And you go, what? And they go, what? And we just argue constantly, whispered, passive aggressive as fuck, in the dark. And I hate it. I'm sick. I'm honestly sick of it.
Well, what we're going to do? He's got to be in there for another 2 months.
But then the minute you talk full volume, he's like, morning. You're like, no, it's not morning. It's 3 o'clock in the fucking morning.
Yeah, because God forbid you raise your voice slightly and he's like...
The noises babies make. Babies are so... They're just fucking... I've done it before me stand-up and I think I've spoke about it on a show once, but they're just pricks. They're so... They are, when you think about it, though, because they've got no social graces. They don't know about sharing or courtesy for others. They are just the most selfish beings in the world.
Yeah.
They're literally like, I'm hungry! Can you imagine screaming? Can you imagine walking through the shops on your way to like...
I'm starving!
Imagine sitting in like the queue for the drive-thru, sitting there going... Jesus, what's wrong
with him? Where's me chips?
What's wrong with him? He's just really fucking hungry.
You fucking pricks! You're all fucking pricks! I hate you!
Window number two. All right, you're okay.
It's so true. As well, do you know what else he does, which I find really rude? Rags my hair, that kid.
Yeah.
He pulls on my hair, but then he looks at us at the same time and just doesn't, he's not even smiling or anything. He's just ragging my hair, just looking at us like, you little slag.
Say your name, bitch.
I didn't like that.
No, it's just the like, when they get angry, it's the pure like rage, and they just—it's the way they rive about as well. He's kicking me the idea, just riving around. You're trying to get the. What's really irritating as well is right, and my mom should know better. I was at my mom's the idea, and my mom was like, she was going to put the bottle in his mouth, and he's pushing the bottle away, and she was going, "No, he doesn't want it." I went, "No, he does. He doesn't understand what pushing away is. His motor skills aren't—they don't exist yet."
Did she think he was pushing the bottle? Like,
I went,
I'm going fancy
how
that.
Have you forgot this? I went, he's not going, no, thank you. He's trying to get it, but he's an idiot. It's the way they do. You put the bottle in their mouth and they're like, nah, 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 and then they'll just get their hand and they'll push it out their own mouth and go, what are you doing?
Yeah,
and you go, you fucking did that, you knob. I didn't take it out of your mouth. You took it out of your mouth. They don't understand.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Doesn't fancy it.
Stuff. See, that's the thing. Your mom's had other, you know, grandkids and all of this like constant thingy with babies. My mom is just on like a refresher course, and it's, sometimes I'm like, oh, just give me a, I'll do it.
Oh no,
just, oh, he doesn't want it, Chris. He's pushed it away. He doesn't know what pushing away is. That's like I'm going like, no. Oh, it sounds like he said no. He doesn't want it. He can't speak. Put it in his fucking mouth and shut him up.
It is true, because obviously your mom and dad have only had you, and then Robin, obviously. But when they had you, the time between you and Robin. It was like they'd read a book.
Years.
No, it was like they'd read a book years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then having to do it all, having to read it again. You could read it again.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You're
like,
oh, I read this 34 years ago. I'll pick that up again. I can't even remember the ending. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So exactly it is like they're doing it all over again.
Yeah, and now they're doing it again and they're just, oh, parents.
It's going to be us one day.
Can't wait till my kids think I'm a knob. It'll be sooner than you think.
Can't wait till Alaska's to babysit and I'll be like, sorry, what's that? Just on the beach in the Caribbean. I kind of babysit. No, thank you very much. I'll be putting my light on tonight.
Just sleeping with loads of lights on, shouting. Night-night, Chris! Night-night, this is great, isn't it? Night-night!
Babadoo, 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 ba.
So last week we were talking about school trips.
Yeah, did we?
Yeah, because you went to
the bread factory
and all
which
that.
Ashley Little texted me about. Ashley, my friend from school, listens to the podcast.
Yes.
She put hers in the oven.
Of course she did. Of course she did. Because that's what everyone else did. You went home. The weirdest, I've been thinking about this all week, the weirdest bit was you went home with a ball of dough and you put it on your mantelpiece.
Yeah.
And your parents just went, oh, she's put a dough on the mantelpiece.
My mum didn't remember. I asked my mum, she couldn't remember.
Yeah, but at the time they just went, oh yeah, that's she got some dough. Yeah, that's canny, isn't it? She got some dough. Not... Do you think this should go in the oven? Anyway.
Three kids.
I forgot to ask you this last week, right? And someone was tweeting us about school trips and it reminded us this. Did your parents ever recycle your school trips for their own personal time?
No. What do you mean?
So my mum and dad recycled my school trips. I remember I would
go somewhere.
Wherever I went. So I would go somewhere. We'd go to a farm. I would go somewhere. We'd go Washington Wildfowl Park or something like that on a school trip.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mum and dad would remember and be like, all right. And then in the holidays, we'd go on a school trip that I'd already been on.
Okay.
And I just couldn't work out whether you would think that that was canny, quite nice, or ridiculous and that I'm spoiled. I couldn't work out what your reaction to that would be.
I don't know. I think it's all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because they would take us again. And I'd be like, and I remember I would like go to the gift shop again. Say Beamish. Like, we all went to Beamish. I'd go to Beamish. And I'd be like, oh, gift shop time. I remember.
Are you allowed to
go
twice to somewhere?
Because I don't know. I can't work out whether it was...
What do you think it is?
Was it laziness on your mum and dad's behalf?
Slightly unimaginative, but I don't know. No, they're just taking you again.
It rang true once when I went, weirdly, my school trip, and I forgot to tell this last week.
Right.
They took me to Newcastle Central Station.
Yeah, I think we did that.
And I remember going to my mum, oh, we should go. Like, you know, because it was like, and we went, and I was like, that's just a train station, isn't it? Without all your school friends there.
It's not fun.
It's just a train station.
Oh, Chris, don't, because I always just feel really sorry for you. I don't. I get tweets saying like, oh, you know, I'm an only child and you feel sorry for Chris. And I'm like, well, I do, because you just had literally like, oh, it was just you and your mum and dad. Like,
sometimes just when my dad was at work quite a lot, it was just me and my mum. Most of the summer holidays. So I went to Newcastle. Me and my mum went to Central Station on the metro and then she went, oh, there's loads of trains tonight. Yeah.
But you know what's funny? Yeah. What's funny about that? As a child of three,
yeah,
I would have loved that.
On your own, with your mum.
Bit of time on my own.
Yeah.
Didn't get any time on my own. I remember this, and it's such a vivid memory, that my dad used to walk the corner shop for his cans, right? Mm-hmm. And he used to pick one of them to go with him each week.
Right.
And each one who went would get a Taz, like, you know, the little chocolate bars? Little Taz.
With the caramel inside. Oh, Taz
but my dad,
bars.
This is how hilarious it is, right? I only found out years later. Mm-hmm. My dad would be like, don't tell Kate or Kevin.
Yeah.
But he used to do it with each one every week, and we never told each other.
Wow,
we never
bastard.
Said, like, no, oh, I got a Taz. Yeah. It was like, right, down this on the way back.
Down this. Brings a kid back choking each week. Tears running down your face. Did you have a good time at the shop? Yeah. Didn't chew me Taz. Didn't chew you what? Nothing.
Nothing never happened. Down it. Hide the wrapper in the Redhead Park bin. Back home. Damn Fish, it. Bash, bosh. Didn't tell Kate or Kevin. But neither of us told anyone.
Cutthroat in your house, wasn't it? Absolutely cutthroat.
Survival tactics.
Bloody hell, I'm surprised.
But I remember that more than any. There's memories of when we went on holiday, I can't remember, but I remember going to the shop with my dad.
Right.
With a Taz.
Great. Mm-hmm. See, I feel sorry for you now.
I feel sorry for me because all the stories you've told me of when you used to go to the cinema every Friday with your mom, and then you'd go to Pizza Hut, and then you'd buy like
every Friday.
Loads
it, was
of stuff.
In the, it was in the school holidays.
Very jealous of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pizza Hut? Is it your birthday? Is it Christmas Eve? What are you doing in here? Pizza Hut? Oh, hey, I tell you what.
Well, Pizza Hut was a... Have I said this before? Pizza Hut was a dinner and a show, the one in the Metro Centre, because you used to have to queue up outside. You always had a queue for Pizza Hut because it was like the thing in the 90s. Can you remember when they were like, they brought the stuffed crust out and like, it was like loads of England footballers were on the advert eating the pizza the wrong way. Yeah. And you used to always have to queue for the one outside the cinema. So it was glass windows, so the people sit against windows, so you got to queue for half an hour watching everyone eating their pizza, getting excited for your pizza, then you got to go in, right, and eat your pizza at the window, making everyone outside jealous. Fucking best day ever.
See, that's hell to me.
It was class.
As a grown up sitting eating your pizza, having people peering in, that's horrible. Why did we do that?
Sort of big shout out to the parents who put themselves through stuff like that and go to shitty places for their kids just to have it. Yeah, but it was very intrusive. If you got a table at the window, it was painful. People would just sat and watch you. But then I used to really ham it up. I used to ham up how much I was enjoying my pizza. Oh, like an advert. Like an advert. Like
I can just see
it. Big bite with a big smile just, and a big really over the top. While people are outside wasting away. And your family who just used to stand in the queue and not come in.
Never. Birthdays.
You can go in front of us. You can go in front of us.
Birthdays or Christmas. I do remember there was one time that, I don't even know how we got away with this. We booked a holiday and we went in term time. I think this was before you had to pay for stuff.
Whoa. Term time?
Mm-hmm.
Took your kids out of school to go on holiday?
Yeah.
We'll have the truant officer on you.
I know. Well, but you could back in the day. But obviously my mum, being ridiculous, didn't realise that it was my first Holy Communion.
Right.
And I missed it.
Right.
Because I was on holiday. So I had to do it on my own without any of the other kids.
Bet you loved that, did you?
I bet it was the best day of my life. It was absolutely class.
Best All day of my life, she said.
All the school came up and watched me on my own do my first Holy Communion.
Wow.
And then I got the half day off school and we went to see Fern Gully at the cinema.
Brilliant.
And I went to Pizza Hut.
Right. Wow.
So, I don't know why. How did we get away with that?
Great, that like.
It was mint. I've got a video of it somewhere.
Put the full thing on again and the whole school came and watched you on your own. What is a Holy Communion? What do you got to do, a hymn or a prayer or do a song or something?
It's a...
You got no idea what it is, do you?
Not really. Great. It's a Catholic thing.
Right.
It's like the halfway between being a kid and being a grown up, I think.
Right.
First Holy Communion. Is that where you get your middle name? No, that's your... Confirmation, that's when you're like 15. You're about 8.
Right.
And it's, you get your rosary beat. Chris, I don't know what it is.
You got no idea what it was. You just wanted to stand there on your own in your little frock and have the whole school look at you.
I did.
And the priest said some stuff and put water on you or whatever.
Blessing and
then that was
stuff.
It.
Yeah.
Great.
It's so you can start taking communion, like the bread. That's what it is.
You have a full ceremony so you can eat bread. What is it, some kind of gluten test?
Listen, I sound horrific. I'm so sorry, fellow Catholics. I sound awful. I can't.
Don't you dare bundle yourself in with the Catholics. You are.
I am Catholic.
Pretend Catholic at best.
Chris, I'm a fully blown Catholic. Oh, I used to serve on the altar, and you know I did.
You know, what did you do? What was that? What did you have to do there?
Served on the altar. I had to wear the full robes and everything, and I had to go up to help.
To help do what?
Just be there to help with stuff.
Idea what's going on. This is like when I worked at the Inland Revenue. I didn't know what my job was. I was just fucking filling in form. This is the same. You had no idea. You know what it was? You knew that you were at the front and loads of people were looking at you, and that was good enough for you. Am I right?
Well, there was that, and I used to get a bar of dairy milk every
Brilliant.
Day.
Brilliant. There we go. Fucking hell. There we go. That's the one bit I forgot. Honestly, I should have thought on there and said, was there some kind of chocolate involved? Brilliant. Goodness me. Honestly, it'd be like when I'm trying to teach you how to use the dishwasher or something. Glazed over, not listening, standing there, the priest's going, right, and this is why this is important, you know, this is about the religion, Catholicism and Jesus and blah, blah, and you're just glazed over going, I'm at the front, got a frock on, people are looking, this is a stage, should I sing? No, not sing. Oh, can I wait for me Taz? Should chew it this time. fucking little. Eef.
And as well, if you didn't have any dairy milk, you used to give her a pound.
You are
and
joking
I was just
me.
Like, get in. This
back
is
in the day,
amazing.
That's a couple of dairy milks.
Are you kidding us? Pound?
You get three dairy milks back in the day.
At the shop, when you used to get quarters and that, wait, that's 2 quarters, that. Goodness two. Me. I'll have some bonbons, please, a pound's worth. Thank you very much.
Pound's worth of bonbons.
Mr. Shopman. Yeah.
Goodness me. Mm. Well, there we go.
Good times.
There we go.
The name of the father. Of the
honestly,
son,
the way the you Holy go Spirit. Through life, it's like you've been trained like a dog. It's like Pavlovian conditioning. It's literally like, Rosie, come to the shop with us for cans. Oh, Dad, I don't want to. Taz. Holy Communion, you want to do your Holy Communion? I'm not bothered. Dairy milk. It's like a dog getting treats. That's how you've gone through your life. If I want to teach you how to use a dishwasher properly, how to stack it, do I just have to give you a little chocolate button after you've yes. done something right?
Christ. That's how I trained Robin on yeah. the potty.
Yeah.
Chocolate buttons.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. God. In the same array.
One for Mammy, one for you. One for Mammy, one for you. Two for Mammy, one for you.
12 for Mammy, none for you, naughty boy.
Oh, you weed. Oh, all for Mammy. But I'm trying to weed. Oh, no, no.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef?
Beef, 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 beef. Ladies first, or shall I go first?
You go first.
Okay, my beef with you, quick one this week. My beef with you this week. Sometimes, you've been known for a while now. Was that a little burp that you just did?
Did he hear it?
Yes, we heard it. You've got a fucking microphone in front of your face.
Excuse me. I tried to move away. It's that bolognese.
It'll be the bolognese, aye? Oh, good. Yeah, yeah. It's another reason you shouldn't eat a big fuck-off bowl of bolognese before doing an audio... Oh, honestly, performance.
Excuse me.
So what you tend to do sometimes is you will start bollocking me around the house, which is just your thing. You'll just bollock us.
Love it.
Start telling us off or something. Mm-hmm. And then during telling us off, you'll realise that actually, you know, you're either bang out of order or you're wrong, mm-hmm. you know, or that, you know, you're getting the wrong end of the stick.
Right.
And then you'll continue the bollocking anyway, right?
Right.
And I've wanted to have this as a beef for some time, but I've never been able to pinpoint a moment when you've actually done it. And I pinpointed an exact moment the other day and I wrote it down. I remembered it.
Great.
You
yeah.
opened the fridge the other day. Mm. You looked at the top of the fridge and there was a chicken tikka masala, rice and a naan bread in the packet from the supermarket. And you looked and you went, oh, great, great. Bought yourself one of these, have you? Eh? Selfish, Chris. Selfish. Look at it. Bought yourself just for you there. Just for you. When are you going to have that? Just for you there. Chicken tikka masala, rice and naan bread. Just bought yourself one, didn't you? And I went, Rosie, I haven't been at the shop. You bought that? And you went, right, okay. And you shut the fridge. Not an apology. You literally started bollocking us because you thought I'd bought a curry for myself and you'd fucking bought it for you and I got a bollocking. But then you continue the bollock, and I don't know if anyone in any relationships out there, I don't know if you feel this sometimes, the argument will start And the woman or the man, the person who's starting the argument, will get annoyed and get themselves riled up and then realise that they're wrong. But then they keep like a level of riled up as if like, oh, well, you're lucky. And I said, no, I'm not lucky. You're fucking wrong.
Can't let you know. Oh. Can't let you know that you might have had a point.
Can you remember when you did that the other day? Briefly. Embarrassed for you.
Briefly.
Brought me a proper show of it. You swung the fridge door open like it was a curtain on a stage. Oh, look at this. Selfish man.
I do miss being on stage.
Yeah, of course you do.
I think that's what that was.
Yeah. We can all tell.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
What's your beef?
My beef with you this week is I think you're getting too fit.
Sorry, I was just taking a drink of water there. I was just hydrating.
Think you're getting too fit. You're looking too nice. You're getting too skinny and I don't like it.
Wow.
I think this has been me beef before, but I think it was Christmas, so you put a bit of weight on. But I don't like it. We've got loads of stuff coming up, like the tour and that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be fat as butter and you're going to look lovely and I'm not happy about it. So rein it in, right? Get off the bike.
This is terrible.
No, it's upsetting us. I've just had a baby.
Right.
Can't be arsed.
So you want me to be a big lazy?
Just come and join us.
Brilliant. Right.
I mean, no one said anything about being lazy.
It was implied.
No, I'm not lazy. Right. I'm just a bit overweight. Right. And I can't be bothered.
So you don't want me to exercise anymore?
Absolutely not.
No. Actually, because I've had a suspicion that this was your patter. For the obstacles you put in the way. Like the obstacles, like I'll be like, oh, I'm going on the bike or whatever. And you'll be like, I need you to paint the shed. And I'm like, what? Like, and it's something really spurious and weird. Like, oh, but you're going on the bike, but it's trooping the colour. Like, are you really going on trooping the colour? Like, and you've been, but now you're full on. Now you're full on, cards on the table, just telling us that you don't want us to do anymore.
Just upsetting us. I've told you, I used to go out with a guy who was really fit,
right.
And I didn't like it.
Right.
I didn't like it one bit.
Right.
I felt very insecure.
Drag everyone down.
Mm-hmm.
Drag everyone down to your level.
Listen.
Just sedentary, not doing anything.
Get your shoes on.
Yeah.
Chippy tea.
Yeah. Chippy tea. Yeah. Taz on the way back.
Love you. Couple of cans.
Honestly, a psychologist would have a field day with what you've just said to me. Absolutely dragging us down.
At least I'm honest about it.
Balls of bolognese all over the shop, dragging us down. Honestly. All the Peloton instructors out there, all the guys who are giving it the positive speeches and that, dissect what she's just said, and get back to us.
Tell us. I'm all ears.
You're not bothered, are you?
No. What? I don't know. Is it bad?
Maybe.
I don't know. I just can't. I think it's just, there's something deeper about this. Because when you have children, your body, it just changes so much.
Yeah.
Like, so much. I don't even recognise me body.
But I love you and you're beautiful.
I know, thank you. And I really appreciate that. And I know you do. I know you do. And I know it takes time and I'm trying not to be hard on myself, but it's just like I'm so tired physically. And remember, I went on the Peloton and I went running and the next day, like, I hurt.
Yeah.
And I'm just a bit, gosh, I could get upset. I think I'm just a bit jealous of how much energy you've got physically and mentally. And I'm just not there. And I do quite like exercising and I like eating healthily. I just, right now, I just can't. But I know it takes time, but I just feel like with the world getting back to normal, I want to just hoy all my old clothes on and I just want to get back to normal, but it's going to take time.
Stop being hard on yourself. You just had a baby, right? Everyone out there, every woman out there who tries to go all this stuff on Instagram, all this bouncing back straight away when you've had a baby, it's not realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Stop being hard on yourself. You're absolutely beautiful. I love you. I'm going on my bike.
I'm going to sabotage that bike.
Who's covered me bike in bolognese?
I think I'm wasting good bolognese on that bike.
And there's your problem.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
Public. As always, guys, if you want to get in touch at shaggedmarionoid@gmail.com, go for it. If you're sitting there thinking, I want to send them that, why don't I send them that? That story would be perfect. Send it in.
Send it in.
Doesn't have to be a question, as you know. We should have really changed the changed the name of the section. There's very rarely a question. It's always just a nice little story.
Yeah.
And thank you, as always.
Now, this first one here. I never think that we're going to beat certain things. And you feel like you know enough about the public.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Then I find something and I'm like, wow.
Okay.
So here we go.
Oh, I'm excited.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. This one's a corker. We have a friend in his mid-20s who still lives at home with his parents. A few years ago, he invited everyone back to his parents' house as they were having a party. Obviously, all good parties take place in the kitchen. That's a true story.
Yeah.
One friend went looking for a corkscrew and came across the family underwear drawer.
Sorry. Where?
In the kitchen.
Shut up.
Yes. The drawer in the kitchen contained every piece of underwear the whole family possessed.
Fuck off. Fuck off. Right, keep going.
Mum's knickers, dad's Grundies, and our friend's boxers. When our unsuspecting friend asked his host why he had a drawer full of underwear next to the knives and forks, he nonchalantly claimed it was just the family underwear drawer.
Right.
He still claims it's perfectly normal, A, to keep your underwear in the kitchen, and B, to have to root through your ma's knickers to find a clean pair of skiddies.
I didn't even think about that. Mm-hmm. The mix in them might be weirder.
So you've got the fact that they're in the kitchen, which is why,
so
right?
So what are they doing? Like, I want to know the layout of the house. What are they doing? You're having a shower or whatever, and instead of going to your bedroom to get your clothes and get ready, you're going downstairs with an out on, rooting through, you know, someone could be next to you frying some bacon.
Yep.
And you're going to get the knickers.
Get your underwear out
of
the kitchen.
They're
going
to fucking stink.
They will.
Always smell like food.
They'll always smell like food. Not just that, Christopher. Why are you sharing a drawer
That's
with
weird.
Your parents?
How small's your house? How small's your house?
I mean,
we all like storage solutions. That's weird. I could not be going through my mom's knickers to get mine.
Exactly. It only sounds like there's three of them.
That's
so
ridiculous.
He didn't mention any siblings there. So there's the three of them. Even if you're in, you know, a two-bed flat, I'm sorry, you can still put your underwear in your room.
So there's a couple of drawers in our kitchen, right? Mm-hmm. Where when we moved in, on the day we moved in, you know, in the following couple of days of emptying all the boxes and, you know, having two kids, and it was carnage.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of drawers and cupboards where I go in and I open it and I go, oh, I fucking shouldn't be there.
We still haven't really got it the way that we should
like
be.
Our really sharp knives are the third drawer down.
It's
that
not
needs
safe,
to be
it?
So as soon as Rafe, Robin knows to stay away from them, as soon as Rafe can stand up and open cupboards, that needs to be moved immediately. But we've got a bit of time.
Yeah.
What possibly happened for them to go quickly put all of this underwear in this drawer and then never fucking undo it?
No idea.
That is the weirdest.
It's great, isn't it?
That's one of the strangest things.
Just an underwear drawer.
Where's your corkscrew? Oh, well, sorry, that's the family. It's the next one up. That's the family underwear drawer. That's so fucking strange.
Just underneath the tea towels.
I could even get away if it was a dirty washing drawer. I could understand if it was a big, deep drawer, like a pan drawer, and they put dirty washing in because the washing machine was next to it or something.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
Mm.
Maybe the washing machine is in the kitchen, and when they've finished washing stuff, they take all the clean washing out, and the underwear goes straight into their underwear drawer right next to the washing machine.
But it'll be wet.
Well, yeah, I mean, it solves no problems, but I'm just trying to get into their mindset here, because that is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
But then you could say, because it's a bit lazy, just putting it all in there, but what about all the rest of the clothes?
Yeah. So you're going to have to run downstairs to get your then go. Really weird.
Some people live differently to others.
That's worse than sharing the towels, which we weirdly do now.
We do share towels now.
Just out of not knowing what towel's what.
Just keep
moving my fucking towel, actually, and it's doing me nothing.
No, you keep moving my towel.
Oh, hey. You move mine.
No, you move mine. Put it. Your place to put it is on the back of the door.
No, my place to put it is on the radiator next to the door.
But don't. That's my place to put my towel.
Bloody not. Who gave you the... Where did you become queen of the fucking radiators? That's my bit. Then you move it and you put it on back of the door, then I get it. Look, we all know the white towel with the little tiny earwax marks on is my towel.
Oh. Bloody hell.
And the one with the skid marks and bloodstains is yours.
Wow. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello. Just thought I'd share this with you. It's definitely a weird one, but I can't really fault it on a technical level.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I can. Okay. Because I don't understand this at all.
Okay, so it's going to be something that makes sense sort of technically and on paper, but is weird.
No, I don't think it does make sense technically on paper either.
Well, tell me.
Right.
Let's do it.
My wife's work colleague has a boiled egg every morning. He sterilises his face mask by putting it in the boiling water with his egg.
That doesn't make sense.
Doesn't
That's
make
horrible.
Sense at all. It
That's
is
absolutely horrible.
Genius or heinous? Heinous.
This is horrendous. That's absolutely horrendous.
Why are you boiling your face mask?
Every morning.
Every morning. So do they just wear a wet face mask every day?
Well, I'm assuming he then lets it dry. But then what? I mean, how long are you taking your egg?
Exactly.
One, stop having boiled eggs. Boring. Worst way to have an egg. Pathetic.
Love a boiled egg.
Sad. Then, what? It, I don't know. Like, it's a, what about sometimes it cracks and a little bit of the egg
and
juice
all the
comes
egg,
out?
Well, it does. It's like eggy water.
Put it this way. You would not make anyone listening. Would you be happy if someone made you a cup of tea and went, oh, by the way, I made that. I'm trying to look after the environment. I made that cup of tea with the water that I just boiled my eggs in, by the way. You'd go, fuck off. Get us a fresh boiled water.
Yeah, I don't want to drink that.
So but he's putting that on his face. He's masking it and holding it in all day.
Honestly.
Or, flip side, boiling his egg in germy face mask water.
Well, there you go. Aye.
He's wrong on both. He's disgusting.
That's why when they said, is it genius? I was like, no.
No wonder there's been a pandemic. People just take a thing and go, oh, I'll just do that. That works. It doesn't work. It's weird. Stop it.
Yeah, I agree.
Get in the sea.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Chris and Rosie. If you were in the same world as Beauty and the Beast, which household object would you get turned into and why?
That's a fantastic question.
What would you be?
Exercise bike.
Oh, for God's sake.
Straight away. Exercise bike.
I can't see the beast having a Peloton leg. It's not being funny.
Are you kidding? He was fucking hench.
No. That you choose a different one. That's all right, not,
so we've got to
that's
be.
That's not a household object that everyone's got.
All right, PlayStation 5.
That's less of a household object that everyone's got. It's like flipping gold dust then.
Okay then. What would you be then?
I'd be a bath.
You really would. You really would be a bath. You fucking nailed it. You would.
I'd be a lovely little hot little bath.
You would, and you'd be constantly trying to get everyone to have a bath in you.
Yeah.
Like the maid. The housekeeper on Father Ted, like, have a cup of tea. You'd be like, literally, have a bath. Come on, have a bath.
I'd be Bristolian.
While you're thinking about it, just come on, jump in, have a bath.
And it wouldn't be creepy
or weird. It would just be like your child.
No, I'd be like, come on, have a little lovely little bath in me. Come and have a little bath. Give your bubble bath in.
That's Welsh. I'd be a bath.
Awesome. They're not funny. Far from each other.
You blew me away
right,
there.
What would
very,
you be?
Very, very good.
Fam the bath, what are you?
Probably a Hoover.
Yeah, you would be a Hoover.
Yeah, I'd be a Hoover. Cordless. Just.
Or the mop or something.
No, Hoover.
Or a pair of curtains.
Hoover.
Right, okay, you be the Hoover. Jeez. Babadoo, 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 ba. This just starts off right. So this is the Milky Way man story.
The Milky Way man story. Okay.
My mate's girlfriend started to realise every couple of weeks there would be a chocolate bar smushed into the driveway. It was obviously chocolate. No need for a scratch and sniff test.
Thank God. That should never be the go-to. If you think something's poo, don't scratch it and sniff it.
It's like the drip, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
the drip from
the
ceiling.
Drip, yeah.
Why would you lick that drip?
Get on all fours. Get down. Pretend you're doing a press-up. Press up onto your drive.
Would you smell it?
Quick sniff. Would I smell it?
This is happening every couple of weeks. It's just a smushed up bar of chocolate.
Right, okay.
So,
well, again, I'm surprised they didn't just pick it up and eat it like what most of our readers would do.
Exactly. Readers?
Listeners. Readers, I don't know. Okay. Just because they were sending emails, I got confused.
No idea how it got there. It happened several times over a couple of months, by which time they had found someone at the top of the street who had CCTV, which faced down the street.
So it's doing the head in that much. They've actually, it's only a toddler bar smushed on a drive, but they're
yes,
doing the head
in that
much.
Yes, but can you imagine? So once or twice, you'd be like, well, that's a freaky coincidence. Yeah. Once every few weeks is just a manky chocolate bar mushed into your driveway.
You'd be out there shouting at them for wasting chocolate.
Well, I, firstly... sacrilege. But secondly, I'd be like, why is somebody keep doing this? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do they know who I am? I love chocolate. So,
do you not
okay.
think it's someone going to the shop with their dad for the cans and just dropping them?
Oh, hey. Oh, God. What's the matter with them?
I tried it too fast again. I downed it.
Do you know what it is? It could have been one of them kids who just gets loads of chocolate. And them kids who can have sweets and chocolate in the house and they're just not asked.
Yeah, you get angry at them, don't you?
Oh,
kids who don't finish the Easter eggs, you get really annoyed.
I used to babysit for some lads over the road when I was younger. And I babysit once or twice and I was like, this is very boring. But at the same time, they had so much chocolate and crisps in their house that I kept going. Because I was like, I will sacrifice. 16-year-old, I was like, I'll sacrifice a Friday night out to come here and eat all you ket. Honestly, unbelievable. And they...
Ket, for anyone listening who isn't from the Northeast, by the way, ket is a slang word for sweets and chocolate.
Sorry.
She wasn't having horse tranquilizers. Babysitters really get full of horse tranquilizers and be able to carry out their duties sufficiently. Just as a side note.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, they weren't bothered by it because it was there all the time.
I imagine that when that family did their kind of accounting, worked out what their outgoings were. The thought that they were getting a bargain, paying you 10 quid or 5 quid to look after, but then they realised you were eating 35 quid's worth of chocolate and crisps every week. Should we just stay in? Because this is ridiculous.
She is costing us a fortune, that fat little cow over the road. Filling up my backpack with these Milky Bars. And Frisps.
Oh, I remember Frisps.
Oh, they had everything. Kristen, I'm telling you. They
had everything.
I would go the week after and it'd be the same stuff and I'd be like, you haven't touched this. What's the matter with you? Unbelievable. Good times. I can still taste them now. That's how good it was.
You got problems.
So anyway, they found the CCTV at the bottom of the street. Great. Someone's always got CCTV, haven't they?
Yeah, so I've got loads of it. Love it.
Well, yeah, but you know.
You do become addicted to your CCTV.
Yeah, you are ridiculous.
I check it non-stop.
Infuriating.
Yeah.
The next time she noticed it, she went up and asked for a copy of the previous night's CCTV. At 4 a.m. roughly, a man walked down the street, opened the gate at the end of the next door neighbour's drive, entered through it and closed it behind him. He then steps over the wall onto her drive and goes into her front garden. He stands there for a couple of minutes before taking out a Milky Way. He stays where he has stood and takes a bite. He then gets on his belly and commando crawls to the car and puts the rest of the uneaten chocolate under her rear tyre, then disappears into the night.
Fuck off!
As she drives off in the morning, she crushes it into her driveway. Weird, isn't it? We've checked the CCTV for the time since. Every occasion has been at the same time of night and he has followed the same procedure. Any advice on how to capture him?
Phone the police! No. First of all...
But is that a... So, this is the thing. Would the police go, he's not really doing anything massively wrong?
I mean, he's trespassing. He's littering.
True.
Damage of property. Sorry, I've got so many. How fucking good is this CCTV at the top of the street that they looked at it and went, that's a fucking Milky Way, that?
Well, no, because they know it's a Milky Way.
Oh, because they know, of course, it's a Milky Way.
So they know. Come
on. No, it's not white chocolate. It's the stuff inside.
Not a Milky Bar.
You're getting Milky Bars and Milky Ways.
I love Milky Ways.
Oh, Jesus, here we go.
I do.
Right, she's gone. Come back. So he doesn't go into her gate. He goes into the neighbour's gate.
He goes into the neighbour's.
He climbs over.
And then commando crawls
to a car, puts it under the back wheel.
Yep, and then she drives over it
at
the next morning.
Four o'clock in the morning. He needs to be in prison.
You can
go. It's not illegal, but it's really weird.
You'd have trouble in court.
What do you mean?
You'd have trouble in court because a good lawyer could get him off with that.
Well, I mean, yeah, but how do you sleep at night getting someone off with that?
How do all lawyers sleep at night?
I'm almost stunned into not even knowing. Why the commando crawl? Why doesn't he go in her gate?
Did he used to be in the army?
I mean, I don't think he ever used to.
Who knows, Chris? I just thought it was an interesting story.
It's a fucking weird story.
I don't think we're meant to work it out.
I don't like the ones where there's more questions than
Okay, I'm sorry, but it's an interesting
story. And now I want a Milky Way as well.
Me too.
But I also feel like I can't because he's ruined them as well. He's dirtied Milky Ways for us.
Do you know that's a way that you're meant to give up chocolate? Did you know this? What? Paul McKenna, the guy who does the hypnotising and all that.
Hypnotist.
The hypnotist. Stop it.
Name, Paul McKenna. Occupation, guy who does the hypnotising and that. Do you mean hypnotist? That's exactly what I mean.
So... he said that if you want to give up chocolate, you've got to imagine the chocolate bar with like loads of disgusting stuff on it.
Right.
So you've got like pubes on there.
Right.
You've got dog feces. Someone's hide a tab out on there.
Someone's commando rolled and put it behind a car.
Absolutely. It's been rolled over by a car.
Yeah.
And then you don't really want to eat that. Mm-hmm. Didn't work.
I was going to say now that there's no chance on earth that would work with you. You would just become really good at picking pubes off chocolate.
Babadoo, 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 ba. You've been listening to Shag Marinoid, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
You have indeed been listening to Shag Marinoid. Thank you so much for doing so. Please keep sending your awesome stories. I say awesome stories. Make sure you answer more questions than you raise in your stories that you send in, because I'm going to have genuine nightmares about some of the things that we've had to do. Just so many questions. Just be concise. But thank you very much. shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Shagmarinoid tour live is on sale now. All dates in December. Arenas all over the UK. Get involved. It's selling out quick. And we will be back in your ears, all over your face, and up your bum next week.
Speak for yourself. I'm not gonna have any bones.
Oh, come on, man. Go the extra mile for them, will you?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.